Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carne crew. It is Chili here, the man who produces Iron From My Eyes, and I'm doing a 5-minute review on Peter Garrett's newest album, True North. Midnight Oil may have played their last show, however it would be impossible to keep the frontman silent, and this is the case with Peter Garrett's newest and second solo album, True North, which was released in March this year. There is much that can be said about Peter Garrett and his activism throughout his years. After all, he is a man and a musician who has kept the Australian politics at the forefront of his message for decades, even becoming a politician for a brief period of time. So the question remains, what is the message on this new LP? Short answer, it's to do with the environment again, amongst many others. This news should be met with no surprise considering how much of a hard-on Peter Garrett has with this issue. After all, you don't become the environmental minister unless you want to save the planet, right? Well, he was probably the first and honest politician in his seat considering the events after, and also with Midnight Oil's last album too, Resist. I mean, can you just figure out what this album artwork is yet? What we are instead met with is a much more somber sounding record, more akin to a rock star of Peter Garrett's age. The music is backed by Guy Sebastian's backing band on this record, as well as the guitarist for Midnight Oil, Martin Rootsy, which is a bonus in my books. Martin just knows how to write a hook. Despair and cynical anecdotes such as living in a world like boiling frogs are peppered throughout the album as always, but I liked this line in particular from the track Meltdown. And also, while I wasn't super impressed by the first part of the song Innocence, the second part was an interesting insight to the man that is Peter, and lets forth a somber rant on the current political scene and stuff that he doesn't love, and doesn't live up to its name, as he doesn't hold back his views. But then again, was he ever going to? I'm sure as gold that one thing will be certain, and it will be that this album receives very little fanfare in the Murdoch media, and that should be for obvious reasons. Considering the hard-hitting messages on hand the music has on offer, and is surprisingly chilled in places, taking on a country vibe, like on Hey Architect. It even gets acoustic on Everybody or contemporary rock on Carawan. It's just got its groove throughout the runtime of this LP, and it feels more like a sonically cohesive version of Capricorna in parts, and even I will admit that I love that album, but I know not everyone does. Without a doubt, it's been a pleasure playing this album, even if it's a record that isn't going to put you in the best mindset. It feels like a musical suicide, but Garrett wouldn't see it that way, and I don't think the fans would either. Look, if you don't like his music, with the Oils, or his politics, then it's safe to say you won't like his message or this music on offer, and that's just fine. Overall, I'll give this album a score of 7 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Permaglow, Carawan, and Everybody. At 36 minutes in runtime, this is the perfect length for the amount of time I want to hear Peter Garrett preach his inner thoughts to the tune of the new age sound. And if I'm being honest, it's much better than the last Midnight Oil we received in 2022. I'm not going to say it's a spiritual successor to that album. It isn't, after all, but it does feel like the closure I need for my spirit and this chapter in Australian music. I doubt this will be the last album by him, and if it's like this previous effort, then I'm guessing it will be also a solid album. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.